This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans whose pandemic unemployment assistance ended in December can file new claims starting Saturday. State Labor Department Chief Joe Borella says that's sooner than expected.
They will be able to begin certifying their weeks for the payment, filing new claims and reopening if they were moving into new programs. And so that's really exciting.
Borella isn't sure how many will qualify for the new benefits. A Colorado Springs man is the fifth Coloradan arrested in connection with a riot in Washington. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Glenn Wes Lee Croy posted photos on Facebook of him and a friend standing near an Abraham Lincoln statue at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Earlier, he had replied to a tweet sent by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert that he would be at President Trump's D.C. protest. Croy had a court appearance on Wednesday and faces charges of unlawful entry of the Capitol and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. In one of the photos, he is carrying a Three Percenter flag, an anti-government paramilitary group dubbed dangerous by the FBI. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The body of a snowmobiler killed in a massive avalanche near Ruby Mountain in northwest Colorado Tuesday has been found. Authorities say 11 people have died so far this season. The risk of avalanches across Colorado remains high. Denver getting down to 10 degrees as well as Colorado Springs. It'll be 7 tonight in Pueblo. Grand Junction, a low of 15 degrees, 4 degrees for Vail. This is CPR News.